Farnsworth, brother and sister, E.W. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, January 19, 1904. Dear brother and sister Farnsworth, I have not written to you for a long time. This is because I have been pressed beyond measure with other writing. I could not have done more than I have. The Lord has greatly helped me health-wise. Difficulties that I have had for 25 years have been removed. I have used no medicine, but for hours during the night season, when I was unable to sleep, I prayed for the healing power of God. I asked the Lord to restore my eyesight, to strengthen my heart, and to relieve the spinal difficulty. I have improved wonderfully. My health is better this winter than it has been for many years. The great physician has wrought in my behalf, and I praise his holy name. I should be very much pleased to see you and talk with you. But will this ever be? Later. I wrote so far, and then went down to dinner. After dinner, Willie came to my room, and we read together the letters received in the noon mail. Brother Daniels sent us a copy of the letter he has written to Elder Irwin in regard to your coming to America, attending the large camp meetings that will be held, and then going to England to connect with the work there for a time. W.C. White and I have talked this matter over, and I cannot see how you could better serve the cause of God. We hope that no objection will be raised to your coming. If it is in the order of God for you to come, I hope that the call may be favorably responded to. So perhaps we may meet again. I hope so. I'm thinking of making a visit to the East this summer and staying at Washington for several months. We expected to leave here in about 2 months. Willie wrote to Elder Daniels about our plans, and he has written back for us to come at once. I do not know just what we shall do. I do not think that I shall go before the cold weather is over, but Willie may go sooner to help the brethren in laying their plans for the summer's work and to make arrangements for our stay in Washington. We desire to move in the direction that the Lord would have us go. The Lord will lead us if we have faith and trust in Him. We cannot afford to be without a close union with Christ. We must have the guidance of the one who knows the end from the beginning. I will say, in closing, that we should be much pleased to unite with you for a time in camp meeting work in America. I think that I shall attend a number of camp meetings. In much love,